the very core of our faith and at the very core of our practice is the Eucharist. We are a people who are, if you will, defined by the Eucharist. Almost every time we gather as a congregation, for whatever circumstance, we gather at the table of the Lord and we celebrate the Eucharist of Jesus Christ. And it is in that celebration, in the eating and the drinking, that you and I are drawn bit by bit, day by day, week by week, into a deeper union with the Lord our God. My flesh is real food. My blood is real drink. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in them. That's the promise. That's the truth that Jesus proclaims. And from that very earliest time in the life of the Christian people, week by week, women and men, old and young, have gathered to share the gift of the Eucharist, conscious of the fact that in that act, you and I are drawn into union with Christ, and Christ establishes a union with us. The Eucharist, the mystery of the Eucharist, the sacrament of the Eucharist, is the privilege of every baptized person. As you and I are brought into the life of faith through the sacrament of baptism, we are presented with the right to nourish and nurture that faith in the celebration of the Eucharist. To deny the Eucharist to anyone would demand an immense amount of evidence that for that person to receive the Eucharist, severe harm could be done to the community of faith. There are almost no circumstances in which a person ought to be denied the opportunity to come to the table of the Lord. And yet we know that there are many members of our families and our friends who, for one reason or another, do not find themselves at the table of the Lord. And part of our work as disciples, part of our challenge is to draw those persons to the table of the Lord, to invite them, to bring them, to encourage them. Strong or weak, saint or sinner, old or young, rich or poor, learned or simple, none of that makes any difference. In the waters of baptism, you and I and all the baptized were drawn into the very mystery of Christ. That mystery is nurtured and nourished and grows within us at the table of the Lord. So as we gather today, as we come to this table, to the altar of the Lord, we come conscious of the teaching of Jesus. My flesh is real food. My blood is real drink. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I remain in them. I am the living bread come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give you is my flesh for the life of the world.